Hey, I have a very, very, very insightful episode for you today. But before we jump in, I just want to let you know that I am giving a book for free. All my tips that I compiled in my second book, How to Be Happy, are really helping people from what I hear as a feedback and from what I see left as a review. It's great. It's going great. I'm so happy. I want to give a book for free. But I want you to give something as well, which is value to other people. Help them with your tips. So my question is, my request to you, tell me something that you do when you're down so you're happy again or you're joyful. Just tell me a tip like, I call my mother. Oh, I go for a walk. Oh, I go fishing. I don't know. What is it that you use to be happy? Let me know. You put it in Instagram, use hashtag happybookcp, as if happy book curious Pavel, just short that happybookcp. That's the hashtag, and then tag me as well in the post, and I most likely will send you a book at the end of the month. The deadline is end of the month, end of October, so do that before the end of the month, and I might just send you a book. Let's go to the episode. Hello, my dear curious friend. Welcome to another episode of the Curious Pavel Podcast Sessions. Yes, another Sunday, another episode. But this week, I want to give you something different, right? Because I generally try and stay in the travel subject. Although I'm staying in the travel subject, I try to still add variations over there. Mainly, I'm inviting other people and try to get the most of their knowledge and give it to you and as well for myself and learn something. And I really enjoy that because I meet a lot of people. But today I want to shift slightly from that travel subject. And I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying that because I want to give you something raw, something unedited. And what I want to tell you today is, what I want to share with you is a story. Not so much of a story, but just a short conversation that happened between me and one of my school classmates back in the day when I was, I don't know, like 17, probably I was 15. No, I was probably 17, somewhere there. But anyway, it's all about how the world has changed and how we don't realize it that much. So what I want to tell you is that happened. I have this friend. His name is Tanko. Tanko, right? Tanko. That's his name. And we used to live close to each other and we were going to school together, right? The way it works, I just go pick him up and then we go to school together. And then one morning, it was a chilly morning, I remember it. And then he said like, one day I'm going to write a book. And I was thinking like, really? I mean like, okay, fine, you know, feel free to write a book, but I'm not sure you realize what this is coming with. Because you need to search for a publisher, then who's going to promote your book, then what about bookstores, like where are you going to lay out your book, and all these things. And I was like, it's just so much work. I'm never writing a book. You know, you need to connect all these people, and then they need to pay all these people. Like, so much. But now, these days, less than a month ago, I released my second book. It's called How to Be Happy. And it cannot be easier than that to release the book. It has never been easier to release a book. And let me tell you how it is. I'm self-published, right? I basically had a script by the way, if you're thinking to write a book, I'm saying it's very easy to publish, but it's not easy to write a book. Especially if you want to give value to your readers, it's not easy to write a book. It takes a lot of time. So anyway, I had a script that I did videos. I did an online course on the subject and I had a script. So I just work on that script to make it more book friendly and not just, you know, notes for my videos that I wanted to do as an online course. So I did that. I worked on it quite a lot, even though it was like ready script for an online course. I needed to work quite a lot. I didn't need the format. You know, it is still work, but it has never been easier. Why? Because you can open a doc, like a Google doc, like a document file or Word doc, and you start writing. and that can be your book straight away. Because if you want to do it on Amazon, there are a few options. Like if you want to do it on Amazon and Amazon's promoting it for you, of course they'll take a cut. But all you need to do is just upload that doc, and that's it. Well, I'm saying that's it, but I mean you don't need to do anything else in terms of the writing and the uploading. However, you need to have some work with the cover of the book, with the dimensions of that cover as well, with the margins of your doc as well. But that's adjustable. It's a bit annoying because Amazon, it's not so easy with Amazon when it comes like you need to go back and forth. But overall, the process is very easy and simple. If you cannot design, then either search for a friend who can design, or either pay for somebody to do it. Like you can easily go on websites like Fiverr.com, like Fiverr, like give me five, and then double R at the end, Fiverr.com. And then you can search for designers, see that it works. If you like something, boom, let's do it. And that's it. Then here's an extra beauty of it, right? I'm giving you everything. Like, you can set up an affiliate program with Amazon. And I'm not sure even if you need to be a blogger to apply for that. Check that out. I'm not sure. But you set up an affiliate program, you set up a profile, and then how this works is, like, just Google and find out how you register. But how this works with the affiliate program is you get a link for any product on Amazon. You pick the marketplace, let's say UK, and you generate a specific link that is for you. And then whoever buys something from your link, you get some money back. You get a commission. Like, Amazon sees, like, you brought traffic to Amazon, like, okay, here's a thank you, and get that back. And there is even, it's getting even crazier, because these cookies, they stay for, I think for a day. So whatever the person buys in the next 24 hours, it also adds to that commission. And of course, that's no extra cost to the one who's buying stuff. Like, it's just an incentive given from Amazon to you that you did that. So that's one option. You can go to Amazon and do that. Another option is that you can go to websites that you can just keep your book there as a PDF, like ebook, and just, you know, promote it yourself. And then once you do that, you just link them. And then one of those websites is called Payhip, and then you just give them a Payhip link. They go to Payhip and then just see your book, they order it, and then they receive it. But for Amazon, if you use Amazon, the good thing is that you have the option to have it as an ebook, a paperback, and an audiobook. Now, ebook is fine. A lot of people are reading ebooks, especially with those Kindles, but there is this something about paperbacks, right? Like, paperback is a paper book, like an actual book. And the thing is that Amazon prints it on demand, right? You can print your books over there without getting in touch with any printing companies, or without having a printing machine in your living room. And it's so easy. Like, if somebody orders, Amazon prints it. And you can order author copies, right? Author copies is basically, you order these copies at the printing cost. However, you still need to pay postage, of course. But it's a great way to have a library of your books in your living room, or, I don't know, bedroom, wherever you keep your books. I think that's fantastic. You can make a whole collection. And then there's another option as well, to have an audiobook. I'm not a fan of reading. I prefer to consume my content through audio or video. More and more into audio, to be fair, because, you know, I would say you cannot do your laundry while you're reading your book. And some people would say, yeah, but I cannot focus fully on the book. Yeah, okay, that's fine. But to me, I really prefer audio formats. And that's the reason, the main reason why I'm converting my books into audio as well. My first book is also on audio formats, called How to Talk to Strangers. I gave everything I know about tips that I speak to strangers and just befriend them. And then my second book, How to Be Happy, I'm in the process of turning that into audiobook as well. So it's I don't know, it's really enriching. It's a great experience to have. However, if you're planning to have this as an income stream, like, you might be disappointed. I have two books. It's not a big income stream. I don't really promote them that much as well. However, I spoke to a guy who's having a decent income from books, but he said in order to have some, you know, not even solid, but like a considerable income from books, you need to have at least 10 books. He and his wife, they were writing children's books. His name is Zaki. Zaki, hello. And Zaki said at least 10 books. I was working with a guy who is very famous here in UK. He's a best-selling author, and his situation is quite different, right? Because a company reached out to him, they actually paid him in advance to write the book. So it's a different scenario. But he said it's not worth it to write a book unless you have a funnel. And what that means is you offer that book to somebody, you know, for free, and then through that you try to upsell them to something else. So a funnel means you have a product, and then you have a more expensive product, more expensive, and you end up with something in the thousands that they can buy. So that was his thoughts. And I don't know, I never created my books with the idea to put somebody in a funnel. I don't even have a funnel, to be fair. To put somebody in a funnel or make a fortune of the book. The first book I did, How to Talk to Strangers, because I just want to tick a box for myself. I was like, okay, I'm just going to be an author. I'm just going to call myself an author. And the second book, I was like, okay, I really wanted to create that online course, which was, you know, how to be happy. I really want to have another course. And I was like, okay, what other subject rather than speaking to strangers I'm really knowledgeable and passionate about? And I was like, okay, happiness. And then I just sat down and just wrote down the tips that I use to stay on a happy wave. And of course, you know, I'm not always happy, but generally I'm really grateful for life and, you know, how things are happening. And I'm really happy. And I wrote all these things down, then I expanded on them, and then I turned into an online course, which later became a book. So if you want to write, you know, just to summarize it, if you want to write books for the sake of it, just to call yourself an author, that's fine. However, don't forget that still need value to the readers or to the listeners, because, you know, otherwise what? You just want to spend all that time to write your book and just, you know, order one author's copy and, you know, hang it in your bookshelf and then order two more and give it to your, I don't know, mother and your uncle. Nah, if you spend time to write a book, even if it's just for yourself, you know, people might still read it, you know, so just try and give some value. You never know, maybe so many people will love it that you might turn yourself into an author, you don't know. But spend time on it, don't just like scribble and okay, I'm done. So anyway, I just want to share that with you. My second book is out, and if you have any questions, if you want to create a book or something, if you have any questions, just let me know. If I can help you with something, I'll happily do that. I'll send you some voice notes. That's how I operate. I listen to sounds and I give sounds as well. I prefer voice notes rather than text messages, so you're probably going to get voice notes from me. I'm also opening a competition, which is till the end of the month. And all you need to do is use Instagram, post something that, you know, keeps you happy. Or if you're down, what brings you joy? So these are the things. Post something related to that. Use hashtag #HappyBookCP, as if curious power, #HappyBookCP. And then even also tag me on the post so I can see it. Then somebody will get a free book at the end of the month. So that's it. If you have any questions, once again, drop them. Let me know. @CuriousPavel on every platform. I'm here for you, and I wish you a wonderful day.